Let's have further words of prayer.
I'm saying,
Father, we thank you this morning to give us this opportunity to worship you together.
非常感谢你在给我们今天这样的机会，让我们一起来敬拜你。
It's a wonderful privilege to be able to worship you in your presence.
在你的面前来敬拜你是何等的有权柄。
Father, we know that how limited we are in speaking and hearing and translating your words.
父神，我们知道我们是何等的有限，不管是讲的、传译的，还有听的。
Therefore, we humble before you and ask for mercy and grace for next hour.
我们愿意在你的面前谦卑下来，求你的恩典和怜悯，在下面的时间里面。
Send the Holy Spirit to quicken our heart.
愿你的圣灵使我们的灵，我们的心复兴。
And give us a open heart, ready to accept your words.
使我们的心敞开，能够接受你的话语。
And we commit this time to your hands.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, my topic is spiritual revival.
今天早晨我的分享的题目是属灵的复兴。
And I would like to begin to discuss what is a revival.
想开始先来分享什么是复兴。
When we do think about this word revival, we often think about things like a miracle or wonders.
当我们想到这个复兴的词的时候，我们经常会想到神迹奇事。
It is true that there is miracle and wonders in every revival, but a revival is not just miracle and wonders.
确实，每一个复兴都有神迹奇事，但是复兴并不是仅仅只有神迹奇事。
We often think about revival as a great evangelism.
我们经常会想到，复兴是巨大的传福音。
It is true that every revival results in great missions and evangelism.
确实是每一个巨大的复兴都包括传福音，还有传道。
The revival itself is not defined by evangelism.
但是复兴不是由传道、传福音来决定。
Many of us think that revival means that speaking in tongues.
很多人会认为复兴是说方言。
And filled with the power.
充满能力。
It is true that every revival will have that.
确实是每一个复兴都有这些方面的特征。
The revival is not defined by speaking in tongues.
但是复兴不是限制在说方言。
So what is the revival?
什么是复兴呢？
What defines the revival?
什么来定义这个复兴呢？
Brother and sister, revival is about the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹们，复兴是关乎到神在他的子民当中。
It is because the presence of God that you see the wonders and you see the miracle.
因为神在这个子民同在，我们就看见神迹奇事。
If it is the presence of God that you see the evangelism.
因为神同在，我们就看到传福音。
It is because the presence of God that you see tongues and you see powers.
因为神的同在，就看到说方言，还有能力。So
the essence is really the presence of God.
所以说到底就是神的同在。
It's the mighty presence of God in the life of His people.
就是神在他子民当中的大能的同在。
And this presence of God is the spiritual reality.
这个神的同在在这子民当中成为一个属灵的实际。
In the Old Testament, there is pictures of this.
在旧约当中有这个方面的图画。
In the tabernacle, there was a table.
在会幕里面有一个桌子。
And there was bread on top of this table.
这个桌子上有饼。
And this bread has a name. The name is the bread of His presence.
这个饼有一个名字叫陈设饼。
The bread means God's presence.
这个饼就是代表了神的同在。
Whenever you go into the tabernacle,
你每次进到会幕里
，you will always see the bread of His presence.
你每次都要寻求他的饼的同在。
And every Sabbath, the priest would took out the old bread and put in the fresh bread.
每个安息日的早晨，祭司就把旧的饼拿掉，换上新的。
Because the old bread has become stale.
因为旧的饼变得不新鲜了。
They need to be replaced by fresh bread.
需要换上新鲜的饼。
And this fresh bread signifies the presence of our Lord.
这个新鲜的饼代表了我们主的同在。
So when the priest came into that tabernacle,
当祭司进到会幕
they can smell the fragrance of that bread.
他们可以闻到那个陈设饼的馨香之气。
And that is the presence of our Lord Jesus, of our Lord.
这就代表了我们主的存在。
This is the spiritual reality.
这就是你属灵的实际。
Every assembly of God's people,
神的子民每次的聚集
there must be the presence of our Lord Himself.
必须有我们主他自己的存在。
And that presence needs to be revived from time to time.
这个同在必须是不断的被复兴。
And that bread needs to be fresh.
那个饼必须是新鲜的。
So every one of us come into this congregation.
所以每一个人来到这个聚会
，You and I can smell that fragrance.
以后我都可以闻到那个香气。
And we will see, we will feel the presence of our Lord is here.
我们就感到我们主的同在是一个真的。
And that is spiritual reality.
这就是一个属灵的实际。
Sometimes we do have the bread.
有时候会有这个饼
，But the bread has not been replaced for a long time.
这个饼有很长时间没有更换。
The bread is still there.
这个饼仍然在那里。
But we cannot smell the fragrance anymore.
但是我们却闻不到新鲜的馨香之气。
Is that our spiritual reality?
这是不是我们属灵的情况呢
？We do have everything that assembly should have.
我们有每一次聚会所必须的任何一样东西
But is the bread in our midst fresh?
但是在我们当中的饼是不是新鲜的
Have you replaced that bread recently?
我们最近是不是换上新的饼呢
Or do we still have a spiritual reality?
是不是我们有属灵的实际呢
This applies to church.
这就是关乎我们的教会
But this only apply, also apply to our family.
这也同样关乎我们的家庭
It's also apply to our personal spiritual life.
同样也关乎到我们每个人属灵的生活
Our personal spiritual life has the presence of our Lord Jesus.
我们每个人属灵的生活当中是不是有我们主的同在
It doesn't matter how much we do for the Lord.
这关乎你是为主做多少工。
It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have about the Lord.
不关乎你对主有多少的认识。
Do you have a spiritual reality?
你有没有属灵的实际呢
？Can you smell the fragrance of the bread of His presence?
你能不能闻到主同在的馨香之气呢
？If you can't,
假如你不能的话
，There needs to be a revival.
这就需要一个复兴。
That bread, the stale bread, need to be replaced.
这个陈旧的饼需要更换。
The word revive means to live again.
这个复兴的意思就是说重新复活。
It means to make real again.
意思是使他成为真实的
God says to me, sister, the Lord will to you.
弟兄姐妹们，你的主是不是对你是真实的
？Is the Christian life real to you?
是不是基督徒的生活是一个真实的对你来说
？Can you smell the fragrance of our Lord?
你能不能闻到我们主的馨香之气
？In your own life.
在你的生命当中
，In your family life，
在你的家庭生活当中
，In your church life，
在你的教会生活当中
，If we don't，
家人不如的话
，We need to be revived again，
我们需要被复兴。
We need to ask the Lord to give us that fresh bread again，
我们需要求主给我们那新鲜的饼。
So that we can smell that fragrance again，
我们重新可以再闻到那馨香之气。
When we are in the presence of the Lord，
当我们在主的同在当中
，When we can smell that fragrance of the Lord，
我们就可以闻到那饼的馨香之气。
And we will see about we can sense the holiness of our Lord，
我们就可以感觉到神的那个丰满的恩典。
Every time you are in the presence of our Lord， then you sense。The holiness of our Lord.
每一次你在神的同在当中，就可以感觉到他的圣洁。
When Moses saw a Lord in that thorn bush in the wilderness.
当摩西在旷野的荆棘火焰当中看到他的时候
，and the voice from that thorn bush said, "Do not come near."
有一个声音从那火焰当中说：“不要再靠近前来。”
Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
从你的脚上把鞋脱掉，因为你所站的地乃是圣地。
Brother and sister, today do we have the sense of His holiness?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是不是能够感觉到他的圣洁呢？
If you do sense His presence, you will sense His holiness.
只要你真实的能够感觉到他的同在的话，你就会感觉到他的圣洁。
And if you encounter His holiness, then you will be changed forever.
只要你遇见他的圣洁，你就会永远的改变。
Because we will come under very severe conviction of sin.
我们就因为我们就会遇见对我们每一罪的审判。
We are seeing what we expose in His presence.
我们就看见在他面前我们被显露出来的。
And we will cry out to the Lord for forgiveness and repentance.
我们就会向神呼求，求他赦免我们。
And every one of us will feel the same way.
每一个人在我们当中都会有这样的感觉。
If we do not have that sense of His holiness, because the bread is not fresh.
假如我们没有这个感觉的话，没有感觉不到他的圣洁的话，这个饼已经是陈旧了。
When Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, saw the vision of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 5.
当以赛亚在以赛亚书看到神的主的同在的时候
，And he said, "Woe to me!"
他说：“祸在我有祸
，I'm ruined.
我灭亡了
，because I'm a man who is unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips."
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，我也住在嘴唇不洁的人当中。
This is a very serious manner for Isaiah to confess his unclean lips.
当以赛亚承认自己罪的时候，不是一个小事情。
Because he's a prophet,
因为他是一个先知。
He serves by speaking.
他每天他不是神，靠着他传讲。
Isaiah is the mouthpiece of our Lord.
以赛亚的嘴说我们主的话。
And how can a prophet have unclean lips?
一个先知怎么会有不洁净的嘴唇呢
？But when the Isaiah encountered the presence of God,
当以赛亚遇见神的同在的时候
and he saw himself as unclean, as unclean lips.
他看到他自己的不洁净，他看到自己的嘴唇不洁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
if we have the presence of the Lord in reality,
这样我们真实的能够感觉到我们主的同在的话
We will feel the same way as the prophet Isaiah
我们就会有与先知以赛亚同样的感觉
We will repent before the Lord
我们就会在主面前悔改
Not only for our own sins For the sin of our fellow countrymen
不仅是为我们自己的罪为我们这个国家的同胞的罪悔改
Today, we don't have much feeling towards sins.
今天我们对罪有什么感觉？
If you turn to Malachi,
正如翻到马拉基书，
you don't need to do it right now. If you turn to book of Malachi,
正如看到马拉基书，
in Malachi, the God said very clearly a few words.
神讲的几句非常清楚的话。
God said, God hates divorce.
神说神恨怒离婚
This is written in Malachi
这句话写在马拉基书
It's so clearly written God hates divorce
非常的清楚的记载神恨怒离婚
But today How many divorces occur even in the church
但是今天有多少的离婚在教会里面也是这样
Even among God's people
在神的子民当中也是这样
And your divorces
有很多的离婚
And there's so many that we get used to
有很多所以我们就习惯了
And we do not have the sense of that burden of sin
我们就没有这个罪的负担的感觉
If we again to smell the fragrance of the bread,
将我们要重新闻到这个饼的馨香之气
we will come under severe infliction of sin.
我们就会深深地感觉到我们的罪会
Not only the sin in our own life,
不仅是我们自己的罪会
even more so the sin of our times.
而且会感觉到我们这个时代的罪会
Revival is about returning sovereignty of our God.
复兴是关乎到重新恢复我们神的主权的问题。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the Old Testament, we would clearly see that God's people are disobedient.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们看旧约，我们就看到神的子民是悖逆的。
They rebel often.
他们经常的悖逆。
They grieve the Holy Spirit.
他们是让圣灵担忧。
And this is exactly our condition.
这就是正是我们的光景。
Old Testament is like a mirror.
旧约就像一个镜子。
And it describes the condition of God's people.
他描述了神子民的情况。
We do not obey his commandments.
我们不能顺从他的诫命。
And you ask, where did I do?
你会问在哪个地方面我没有那样做呢
I have been very good.
我一直都很好。
I read my Bible.
我每天读经
I come to assembly
我参加聚会
I see the soul in this assembly
我也在聚会当中服侍
But brother and sister
但弟兄姐妹们
The Lord commands us to serve him with all of our hearts and all of our soul
但是主要求我们尽心尽意服侍神
Have you obeyed this commandment?
你是不是顺从了这个诫命呢
？Yes, we do serve him.
是在我们服侍他吗
？But do we serve him with all of our heart?
我们是不是尽心的来服侍他呢
？Do we serve our Lord with all of our soul?
我们是不是尽意的来服侍他呢
？And if to come into the presence of our Lord, we will realize that we disobey the greatest commandment.
在我们真实来到这个同在当中，我们就会认识到我们是违背了他最大的诫命。
And revival means a restoration of God's sovereignty among His people.
复兴关乎到恢复神人在子民当中的主权。
And during the revival, all the disobedience will be removed.
在复兴当中，所有的悖逆都会被去掉。
And God's people will say to the Lord, "Yes, Lord."
神的子民就会说是的，主。
God's people will say that you are the master, you are the prophet, and we are the clay.
神的子民就会说你是陶匠，我们是泥土。
We return the sovereignty to the Lord.
我们把主权交在你的手中。
And this is revival.
这就是复兴。
And sister, how much we need the Lord to revive our spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们多么的需要我们的主复兴我们的灵魂。
To restore the presence of God in our midst.
是神重复在恢复的人当中，
所以我们有 the spiritual reality，
所以我们就可以有属灵的同在的实际。
In this reality, there's no place for sin。
在这个实际当中就没有任何的罪。
In this reality, that everyone will obey our Lord。
在这个实际当中，每一个人都会顺从主。
Such a beautiful place。
这是一个非常美丽的。景地。
How much we long for this revival?
我们是多何等的盼望有这样的复兴呢？
This is why we end up in a situation where we lose the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹们，那为什么会为了这样的景地，又失去了神的同在呢？
There is a reason.
这里面有原因。
And the reason is in Ezra chapter 9.
这个原因就是在以斯拉记第九章。
Let's turn to Ezra chapter 9 and verse 8.
我们翻到以斯拉记第九章第八节。
Book of Ezra chapter 9 verse 8.
以斯拉记第九章第八节。
But now, for a brief moment, grace has been shown from the Lord our God.To lead us and escape remnant and to give us a path in His holy place. That our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage.
现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩于我们，更为一切逃脱的人，是我们安慰的如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，是我们在受辖制之中稍有复兴。
In the last phrase, grant us a little reviving in our bondage.
最后一句，在我们受辖制之中稍微的复兴。
This is the reason we live under the bondage。
这就是我们这个原因，就是我们住在辖制之中。
There's something constrains。
有些事情束缚了我们
，causes to lose the presence。Of our Lord.
是我们失去了我们主的同在。
So what are the bondage that constrain us?
就什么事情束缚我们呢？
And this is clearly illustrated in the book of Judges.
这些非常清楚的描述在士师记里面。
In the book of Judges, in the time of Judges.
在士师记里面那个时代。
And Israel often.Live in the bondage of Canaanites.
以色列人经常受到迦南人的辖制。
Therefore, God needs grace to judges to restore them.
所以神需要不断的兴起士师恢复他们。
To revive,
使他们复兴。
To take them out of that bondage.
把他们从那个辖制当中带出来。
And give them peace for a period of time.
给他们一段时间的和平。
But then, Israel is
就被杀了。
然后以色列人又顺从神，
对，所以非要用这个拿着杆，
他们就落入另外一个辖制当中。
God has raised another judge，
而神需要兴起另外一个士师。
And this is the history of judges，
这就是士师的历史。
We saw this happen once again and again，
我们看到不断的发生。
Many many times God raised the judges。
很多的时候，神兴起士师
，came took them out of bounds，
把他们带出辖制当中。
But only after a while they fell again into the bounds。
但是经历过一小段时候，他们就重新落入那个辖制当中。
So where are the bounds？
什么是这些辖制呢
？For their time and for our time，
在那个时代，我们的时代。
And in the book of Judges, he actually illustrates to us today what kind of bondage you and I can go under.
士师记当中描述了，今天在你和我的生活当中是什么是我们的辖制。
The first bondage is the king of Mesopotamia.
第一个辖制就是米索不达米的王。
And this Mesopotamia represents the world.
米索不达米的王代表了这个世界。
Brothers and sisters, today we are often living under the bondage of this world.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天经常的受到这个世界的辖制。
You say, how can I be bondage of this world?
你问我怎么能够住在这个世界的辖制当中呢？
It's very easy.
非常简单。
If we have love of this world in our heart, then love of the Father will no longer in us.
将我们爱世界、爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
If love of the Father is not in us,
这个爱父的心不在我们心中。
And the world is very powerful.
这个世界就非常有能力。
We will live under the bondage of this world.
我们就会住在这个世界的辖制当中。
Unless we have love for the Father in our heart，
除非我们在心中有爱父的心。
Today, because we love the world，
今天因为我们爱这个世界。
And the world has a power, enormous power over us。
这个世界具有巨大的能力，在我们身上。
We like this Israel under the judge's time。
我们就像以色列人在士师记那个过程当中
living under the bondage of Mesopotamia，
我们就住在米索不达米王的辖制之中。
For this reason we need to be revived，
为这个原因我们需要复兴。
Then there's a Moabite，
然后有摩押人。
Moabite often oppressed the people of Israel。
摩亚人经常的压制以色列人。
Moabite is close to people of Israel。
摩亚人与以色列人非常的相近。
Moabite came from Lot。
摩亚人来自于罗德。
In Moabite in the Bible symbolizes our flesh。
摩亚人在圣经里面代表了肉体。
And in Isaiah, he specifically mentioned the pride of Moab.
对，以赛亚书特别讲到摩亚人的骄傲。
Moab represents the pride in our flesh.
摩亚人就是在我们的骄傲当中。
Every one of us, a natural man, has a pride in our life.
我们每个人都有我们肉体当中的骄傲。
Therefore, we think that our idea is always right.
我们就想我们的意见都是正确的。
We always think our idea is better than someone else's idea.
我们一直相信我们的主意比另外一些人的主意要好。
We always think that our idea is better than our spouse's.
我们一直 思想，我们的主义胜过我们配偶的主义。
We always think that our ideas better than our co-workers.
我们每次会想我们的主义比我们的同事的主义要好。
And we become the bondage of our own pride.
我们就辖制在我们的骄傲当中。
And this pride constrains.
这个骄傲就限制了我们。
And we need to be revived.
我们需要复兴。
We need God to take us out of our own pride.
我们需要神把我们带出我们自己的骄傲。
And there's Midianites.
因为有米甸人。
There's Abimelech.
亚比米勒。亚比米勒。
Ammonite.
有亚南人。
And Philistine.
和腓尼基人，
these are all various aspects of our flesh.
这些都是我们肉体不同方面的表现。
Midianite is indulgence of our flesh.
米甸人代表了肉体的享受，
放纵，
放纵。
And Abimelech represents ambitions of our flesh.
亚比米勒人代表了我们肉体的野心。
And Philistine is undiscipline of our flesh.
腓尼基人代表了我们的肉体不受训练。
Ammonite is the lust of our flesh.
亚美人代表了我们肉体的情欲。
These are all aspects of our own flesh.
这些都是我们自己肉体的不同的表现。
And they become the bondage.
他们就成为我们的辖制。
Very easy for you and I to fall under the bondage of our own flesh.
非常容易，以后我都会陷入我们肉体的辖制当中。
And our life become a cycle.
我们的生命就形成了一个循环。
And we come out of it and we go into it.
我们从这当中出来，我们就落入当中。
We need to be revived because we are under the bondage.
我们需要复兴，因为我们是在受辖制之中。
And there's a third kind of bondage.
有第三种辖制。
That's the bondage. That's what I was talking about.
这就是我们拉所讲的那个辖制。
It was time Israel was under the captivity.
在那段时间以色列人被俘虏。
We call that Babylonian captivity.
我们讲巴比伦人的被巴比伦俘虏。
Babylon represents a religious world.
巴比伦代表了宗教的世界。
So what is the religious world?
什么是宗教的世界呢
？We understand the world.
我们知道这个世界。
But do we understand the religious world?
但是我们知道宗教的世界吗
？A perfect example can be found in the Bible in the Gospel.
在那个福音书里面有非常好的记载的。
When we read the book of Gospel, we found a group of people called Pharisees.
我们当读福音书的时候，我们看到一批人叫法利赛人。
We found the scribes.
我们看到文士
and priests.
还有祭司。
Together, they represent the religious world.
他们整体上代表了宗教的体系。
They follow the law of Moses.
他们顺从摩西的律法。
They kept Sabbath.
他们守安息日
，They offer sacrifices.
他们献祭
，They kept festivals.
他们守节气
From every aspect, they look religious.
从每一个方面都说他们是非常的有宗守宗教。
But they crucify our Lord Jesus.
但是他们把我们的主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Because they have everything but the presence of our Lord.
因为他们有每一样事情，但是没有主的存在。
How dangerous is the religious world?
这个宗教的世界是何等的可怕
！It is the religious world that kills our Lord Jesus.
这个宗教的世界把我们的主耶稣杀死。
as early as the end of the first century,
至少在第一世纪的末期
we begin to see the forming of the religious world.
我们就开始看到宗教体系的形成。
By the time of Constantine,
当那个康斯坦丁大帝的时候
and he appointed Christian as the national religion.
他把基督徒放在国家的宗教的位置。
And from that point on, the Christianity become a religious system.
当那时他把基督教进入国教，然后就基督教就成为一个宗教的体系。
From that time to 16th century,
从那个时候一直到16世纪
，more than 1,000 years,
超过1,000年的时间。
The Christianity is under the boundaries of a religious system.
基督教就在这个宗教世界的辖制当中。
There's no presence of God.
没有主的存在，谁存在
？No word of God.
没有神的话语。
Everything else is a ritualistic.
每一个事情都是一个礼仪的方式。
And that's religious world.
那就是一个宗教的世界。
We thank God by 16th century, Martin Luther changed that.
我们感谢神，在16世纪马丁路德改变了那个情况。
Restore the word of God.
恢复了神的话语。
Separated from Catholic,
从基督教里面分出来的
，is separated from the religious system,
从宗教世界里面体系里面分离出来了。
We must recognize the danger of irreligious systems.
我们必须要认识每一个宗教体系的危险。
Today, we are under this danger again.
今天我们又进到这个危险里面。
Churches have system organization.
教会有体系，有组织。
One thing is lacking.
有一个事情是缺失的。
It's the presence of God.
那就是神的存在。
When you do not have the presence of God,
假如你没有神的存在
，and you become a religious system,
就成为一个宗教的体系。
This is the condition.Today,
这就是今天我们的这个情况。
There's so much system and organization.
有很多的系统体系。
There's little presence of God.
但是有非常少的神的存在。
There's little fragments of that bread.
有非常少的那个。充斥我们的香气
That's the reason we need the Bible.
这就是我们需要复兴的原因。
How do we prepare for this?
我们如何来准备这个
How do we face the situation?
我们如何来面对这个情况呢
In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 is very clearly stated.
在列下第七章非常清楚地告诉我们
He said, My people who are called by my name,Humble themselves and pray and see my eyes.
他说尊重我名下的子民只要你自卑祷告寻求我的面
How do we pray?
我们怎样祷告
And there that Chronicle, Second Chronicle told us we need to be humble.
你的这项告诉我们你需要自卑
You and I pray all the time.
你是我经常的祷告
Well, weAre we praying in humility?
我们是不是用谦卑的心来祷告呢
？What do I mean by praying in humility?
我是什么是谦卑的祷告
？Let me give you a example.
让我来给你一个例子。
When Abraham prayed for his son at age of 99, he was humble.
当亚伯拉罕在99岁为自己的儿子祷告的时候，他是谦卑的。
If you are praying for a son when you are 25,
当你25，
you are not humble enough.
假如你25岁的时候为你儿子祷告，你可能不会那个谦卑的。
Yeah, you do pray.
是的，你在祷告。
But you're not desperate.
但是你没有绝望。
You're only 25.
Yeah.
And your wife is 24.
And you the sister is 24 years old.
So you do pray.
You do pray.
But more humility.
但是没有一个前辈的
10 years later
十年之后
You're 35
你是35岁
Your wife is 34
你的妻子是34岁
You still have no son
你仍然没有儿子
You're more humble by then
那时候你就比较前辈了
So more
你的主啊
Namaste
时间该到了
Wife is 34
他已经34了我的妻子
十年之后，
有后代，你是45岁了，
我的妻子是
44岁了
，still no son，
你仍然没有儿子。
You come to me to pray，
你就来到了
，you pray in humility，
你就谦卑下来
，you cry to the Lord，
你向神似的向主呼求主啊
，like Abraham。我笑了，不拉了，
我今天不拉了，你了。
My wife is 44，
我的妻子是44岁了。
I'm not shopping too much anymore，
我几乎就没有什么机会了。
I'm desperate，
我要已经是到了绝望的境地。
This is called being humble，
这就是谦卑的，就是自卑的谦卑性的道道。
How often we come to pray in humility？
时候祷告的时候是谦卑的。
When Rachel was crying to the Lord for her barrenness，
当拉结向主呼求，因为她不生育
，she was desperate，
她是绝望。
She saw her sister giving birth one after another，
她看着她的姐姐生产一个一个的生产。
And she became desperate.
他就非常的到了绝望的境地。
And you saw the sister Hannah praying in the temple.
你看到哈拿在圣殿里祷告的时候。
She prayed in the way that the priest saw she was drunk.
他祷告到一个地步，那个祭司看到他，以为他是喝醉酒了。
Because She prayed in humility.
因为她有一个谦卑的心在祷告。
How often we pray in humility?
有多少时候我们谦卑下来祷告呢
？We will only pray in humility when we know there's nothing in us that can accomplish this.
我们只有认识到我们自己没有任何的能力能够做成这个事情的时候，我们才会谦卑下来祷告。
Only when we give up on ourselves，
只有当我们放弃我们自己的时候
，Only we say that there's no hope in me，
只有我们认识到我们自己没有希望的时候
，Then you pray in humble，
然后我才能谦卑下来祷告。
If we want to pray for revival，
假如我们想求复兴，
我们 pray the God's presence，
我们求神的同在
，and we need to have the same spirit，
我们就需要有同样的灵性。
And Chronicles 7 1 but also said we need to seek His face。
你在之下也说我们要寻求他的面。
Like David，
像大卫一样。
When we read the Psalm，
当你来读大卫的诗篇的时候
，which are his prayers，
都是他的祷告。
And we read David's prayer to God，
当你读大卫向神祷告的
，David often asked the Lord to reveal His face。
大卫经常的求主说求你向我显出你的面。
And in Psalm he said, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us。
他在诗篇里面说复兴我们，使你的脸光照我们。
This is David's prayer。
这是大卫的祷告。
He desired to see God's face。
他希望见到什么面
？The face will shine upon him。
他就是面光照在他的身上。
We often pray。
我们经常祷告。
But when we do come to pray, we want God to do something for us.
但是我们祷告的时候，我们求神为我们做什么事情
？Maybe we need a job when we pray, the Lord will grant us a job.
或许我需要一个工作，我求神给我一个工作。
Maybe we need a health, so we can ask the Lord to heal our illness.
或许我们需要一个健康的身体，我们求神给我们一个医治我们的疾病。
Most of the time when we come to pray, we want God to do something for us.
绝大部分的时候，我们祷告的时候，我们求神为我们做什么事情
？So we are not seeking His face.
我们没有寻求他的面。
We are seeking God's hands.
我们寻求他的手。
It is good to pray to seek His hands.
寻求他的手是好的。
But you cannot continue to do that.
但你不可能一直这样做。
If you have a son that's in college.
就是你有一个儿子在大学里面
，facing out of state，
或者是在另外一个州。
The only time that he will ever call you is when he's running out of money。
他每次打电话给你的时候，是当他没有钱的时候。
As long as he has money in the bank, he will never call you。
只要他有钱在他口袋里面，他从来不给你打电话。
As a parent, how do you feel about that?
作为父母，你对这样有什么感觉呢
？When your son or your daughter is seeking your hands，
你的儿子、你女儿在寻求你的手。
As long as you do something for them, then they will be fine. They will never seek your face.
当你给他们资助的时候，他们就满足了，他们从来不寻求你的面。
When you want to see the will of a person, you need to see his face.
当你真正想看到这个人的他的心意的时候，你需要寻求他的面。
When you see this person's face, we can see the will of this person.
当你看到他的面的时候，你会看到他的心意。
The reason that we don't understand the will of God is we do not see His face. We only see His hands.
我们不能明白神旨意的原因，是因为我们不寻求他的面，我们只寻求他的手。
We do need to see God's hand for our needs.
为了我们的需要，我们确实需要寻求神的手。
But we cannot only to see His hands.
但是我们不可能只寻求他的手。
Just imagine, so one day your son or daughter call you, and he's not lacking of money.
真想象有一天你的儿子和女儿打电话给你，他不需要任何的钱。
He call you because he want to know how you are doing.
他打电话问你，他想知道你怎么样了。
He wants to see what can he do for you.
他想知道他能够为你做什么。
How satisfied you will be.
你的心意是何等的满足。
As a parent, you all want to have that day, right?
作为父母，你都会希望有这一天。
Your sons and daughters, they're not seeking your hands anymore.
当你的女儿儿子不再寻求你的手的时候
，And they want to see your will，
他们想寻求你的心意的时候
，Understand you，
他们想理解你的时候
，They want to see what's important to you，
他们想知道什么是在你看来最重要的时候
，So they can satisfy your heart，
所以他们可以使你的心意满足的时候
，You are the happiest person on this earth when that happens。
当那个事情发生的时候，你就是这个世界上最喜乐的人。
Let's turn around, we're doing the same thing as our sons and daughters.
我们就像我们的儿女一样。
我们就像我们的儿女一样。
And our heavenly Father is waiting for that phone call.
我们的天父正在等待我们电话。
And you're not asking for more money.
我们没有不再寻求更多的钱。
This is to pray in humble and pray to
Isaiah
also said that we need to be the watchmen. We need to be the watchmen on the wall of Jerusalem. So you and I are watchmen. Whether you know or not, we are watchmen.
不管你知道不知道，我们都是守望者。
Some of us is standing on the wall. Some of us is sitting in the bed.
我们当中有些人是站在城墙上，但是有些人是站在下面，睡在床上。
Watchmen should not sleeping in the bed.
守望者不应该是睡在床上。
But many watchmen today is sleeping in their bed.
但是今天很多的守望者都睡在自己的床上。
But watchmen need to know the time.
守望者需要认识这个时间。
Brothers and sisters, do you know what time it is now?
弟兄姐妹，你知道现在是什么样的时刻吗？
Do you know the danger of this time?
你认识到这个时间、这个时刻的危机吗？
We live in a very dangerous time, do you know that?
你是不是知道我们生活在一个非常危险的时代？
There is election coming next Tuesday.
下个星期二有一个中期选举。
Do you know the significance of this election?
你认识到这次选举的重要性吗？
How important it is to put those God-fearing people on the right positions.
能够把敬畏神的人放在合适的位置是何等的重要。
We need to pray the Lord will give the United States more time.
我们需要祷告，求主给美国更多的时间。
So this country, this state of United States of America can continue to be God's testimony.
所以这个国家仍然成为神的见证。
For us watchmen, do we pray for this election yet?
作为守望者，你有没有为这次选举祷告？
As watchmen, do you prepare to vote?
作为一个守望者，你是不是已经准备好下星期二投票了？
This is a critical time for the United States of America.
这是美国非常关键的时刻。
It is a turning point.
这是一个转折点。
Whether God will give us more time to do this testimony.
是不是神会给我们更多的时间做见证？
We will continue in the path of going downhill.
是不是我们会继续以前的路程，走下坡路？
As a watchman, do you know the time?
作为守望者，你知道什么时间吗？
Do you know the danger of this time?
你知道这个时间的危险吗？
Prophet Joel is such a watchman.
约珥就是这样一个守望者。
When you read the book of Joel is such a watchman.
当你看约珥书，你就看到约珥是这样一个守望者。
He knows the time.
他知道那个时间。
He said the day of the Lord.
他说，主的日子到了。他不断地告诉其他的人说，主的日子到了。他看到危险，巨大的危险。他看到后临的到来。
He saw a day of birth and darkness.
I'm sorry.
非常黑暗。他看到非常黑暗的来临。
Therefore, he's not silent.
所以他就静默。
He has a message for God's people.
他就有神的话语宣告词。
He said, open your heart, now you're gone.
他说，撕破你们的心，不是撕破你们的衣服。
Return to the Lord your God.
重新回到主你的神面前。
He's gracious and compassionate.
他是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
Slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
他不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So John is such a watchman.
所以约珥就是这样一个守望者。
He saw this time and he saw the dangers.
他看到了那个明白那个时代，他看到了那个危险。
And he gave that message.
他就宣告那样的信息。
This is watchman.
这就是一个守望者所做的。
In Isaiah 62 verse 6, and they describe the duty of the watchman.
在以赛亚书第六十二章讲到守望者的责任。
They say, who remind the Lord?
他就说要提醒主的主。
This watchman has a duty to remind our Lord.
这个守望者有一个责任，就是要提醒主。
Our Lord is covenant-keeping God.
我们的主是守约的神。
But when our Lord remember His covenant with His people,
当我们的主纪念他与他的子民所立的约的时候
，It is because there's someone there to remind God about this covenant.
是因为有些人提醒主纪念他的约。
Look at Daniel.
让我们来看丹尼里书。
God has a covenant with His people.
神有他的子民有约。
The captivity is only 70 years.
被掳的年代只有七十年。
After 70 years, the people return to Jerusalem.
七十年之后，他们被掳的子民就要回到耶路撒冷。
This is a covenant that the Lord established with His people.
这就是主与他的子民所立的一个约。
But God still needs Daniel to remind him that 70 years is needed.
但是神仍然需要丹尼里来提醒他，七十年已经近了，结束了呀。
Being a watchman, Daniel opened the Bible and saw the 70 years is needed.
作为一个守望者，丹尼里打开圣经，看到七十年已经到期了呀。
And he became that watchman and reminded the Lord about his covenant.
他就成为守望者，他就提醒主所立的约。
This is watchman.
这就是一个守望者。
This is the highest form of service among all services.
这就是所有的服事的工作当中最高的服事。
Today we may envy other kinds of service.
今天我们可能会羡慕其他的服事。
We may envy those with great gifts and power.
我们可能会羡慕有的很有恩赐的服事。
But the highest form of services is being a person that reminds God of His covenant.
但是最高的服事是这样的人，他们来提醒神关于他所立的约。
Over the last 200 years, there were a few very early revivals.
在过去两百年中间，有很少的几次非常重要的复兴。
In 1821,
在1821年
，there was a great revival led by Charles Finney.
有一个非常巨大的复兴，由Finney 带领的。
He was a Methodist and he was a lawyer.
他是一个美裔美会的。弟兄，他是一个律师。
God used Charles Finley to start a great revival in 1821.
神使用这位弟兄开始一个巨大的复兴在
1821。
这个复兴进行了二十年的时间。
And hundreds of thousands were saved.
有十万人被拯救。
And the next one is in 1857.
下面一个是1857年。
In 1857, there was a great economic panic in the United States.
在那个年，在美国有一次巨大的经济的衰退。
Perhaps it's just like the time we live now.
或许也就像今天我们所生活的时代。
And many were lay off.
有很多的人失业。
Especially in New York.
特别是在纽约。
And there was a businessman, his name was Jeremy Lane.
他是一个商人
，and he saw this great recessions.
他看到巨大的经济衰退
，many without work.
很多的人没有工作
，and he started organizing a meeting in New York.
他就开始在纽约组织祷告会
，and quickly this revival spread.
很快 很快的这个复兴的那个地区开始。
We were 1 million people saved during that revival.
有100万的人在那个时候被拯救。
And not only that, God used this and many more vessels.
不仅如此，神也兴起了很多的器皿。
And one of them is Moody.
有一个，其中之一是穆迪。
Next one is 1904 Welsh Revival.
另外一个是1904年。
This is perhaps the most famous revival in the history of revival.
或许可能这是历史上最有名的一个复兴。
Because this revival has global reach.
因为这次复兴有全球的发展的
，We started in Wales，
也有在威尔斯开始
，We spread all over the world，
它传到全世界。
My sister, do you know the most Chinese Christian leader? Were influenced by this revival.
金姐妹们，你知道吗？最有影响力的中国传道人受到这次复兴的影响。
There's John Song.
有宋尚杰。
There's Watchman Nee.
有余托生。
There's Wang Lingdao.
王文达。
They all served the Lord during this time.
他们都是在那个时代服侍神。
So this revival of Welsh spread all over the world, leading to China.
从那一次的复兴传遍了全球，甚至中国都传到了。
The next one is 1949.
下一次是1949年。
I was in Scotland.
他是在Scotland,
苏格兰。It started by two sisters praying for revival.
开始是两个姐妹组织的。
And in a very small island,
在一个很小的地方，他们兴起祷告会。
Because of their prayer, the revival came.
因为他们的祷告，复兴开始了。
That was a significant impact for the whole England.
对整个的英格兰都有很大的影响。
Brothers and sisters, it's about time.
弟兄姐妹们，时间到了。
And we live in a very dangerous time right now.
我们住在一个非常危险的时代。
And there's lack of bread of His presence.
我们因为缺少寻求他同在的祷告。
There are many organizations.
有很多的组织。
There are many systems.
有很多的系统
There are many activities.
有很多的活动
There's many mega churches.
有很多的去道教会
There are many wonderful music programs.
有很多美妙的音乐的节目
But we have more divorces than any time in our history.
但是我们有历史上离婚率最多的时候，这是离婚率最多的时候。
We have more abortions than any time in history.
我们有历史上流产最多的时候。
We have a gay marriage in Houston.
我们有一个同性恋的修宪有同性恋的市长。
And Houston is building the largest.Abortion clinic southeast of downtown.
休斯顿在西南区有一个最大的流产的一个医院。
This is the time we live in.
这就是我们所生活的时代。
Because there's a lack of the presence of God.
因为缺少神的同在。
And there's we don't have enough watchmen.
我们没有足够的守望者。
We're willing to go up to the wall of Jerusalem，
能够去站在耶路撒冷的城墙上。
Cry to the Lord about our own conditions，
来提醒神我们每个人的情况。
This is about the time，
这就是时间了。
So you and I cry to the Lord，
你和我都要向神呼求。
Ask the Lord to revive our own hearts。
求主复兴我们每个人的 心
so that we can climb to the wall of Jerusalem.
所以我们可以能够爬上耶路撒冷的城墙
become the watchmen of 2010.
成为2010年的守望者
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
愿主亲自对我们讲话
so that we can see there is a great need of this world of Christmas.
所以我们那个使我们能够看到我们确实需要他的存在
in our lives,
在我们的生活当中
and in our church life,
或者是还有我们的教会生活当中
That's okay.
让我们祈祷吧
Father, we thank you this morning we can fellowship upon your words.
父啊，我们感谢你今天早晨，我们在你的话语的里头交通。
We pray that everyone of you that hear this word and are willing to commit themselves to become that watchman.
我们祈求你，就是在这当中有许多人能够听到你的话语，能够成为那样的守望者。
Through the services of this watchman, that you will bring the revival to us.
通过这些守望者的服事，你就会使我们的心
，revive our spirit.
复兴我们的灵。
And we need the bread of your presence.Bring us into the spiritual reality today.
把我们带到今天，把我们带到属灵的实际。